This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and joining us today from Florida, it is Peter Alexander. And yes, if you might have guessed that that last name sounds familiar, Peter is indeed my son. Peter, hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
All right. You know, the reason we had you on, I mean, you're a filmmaker. You're doing a lot of stuff. You're do a fair amount of traveling, actually. And also, you use RVs on your projects. They serve as sort of a, I don't know, what do you call them? Like a mobile production office?
Yeah, basically. You know, they help with a lot of different things from, especially when you're shooting on location and you don't have an office space there to be able to do different things. It's good for managing your equipment and your gear. It's a place to, you know, store craft service for the cast and the crew, along with,
hey, you know, for us civilians, tell people what craft service is.
Food.
Yeah. That's simple, right? Just food and drink, kind of refreshment. So craft service. Now, recently you did a project here in your home state that you needed an RV. And so you have your team picks up the RV, right? I guess that's how it works. And then it's used for actors and crew. Is that how, what goes on?
Yeah. Yeah, we were shooting on location, so it was a place that we could transport people. It was a place that we could transport gear and our other resources that we needed for the project, along with being able to give us a source of power when we were out there for lighting and charging equipment and gear and different things. So it was a very helpful tool that when shooting on location, I would say having at least one is a necessity.
Yeah. You know, I've been on a couple of movie sets in my day and, sometimes you see a little, almost like little RV villages, you know, for the, actors and crew members. And, they really do come in handy. So that's really cool. We want to take a quick break and come back and find out about what you're working on. I know you do some traveling with your work and your production team and your production partner. So we want to find out about that. So we'll do that on the other side of the break. My guest is Peter Alexander. He also doubles as my son. and we'll be back to talk with Peter more about his movie work and film work and RV life on the road from time to time. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. Stay tuned. Back in just a moment.
Here are five words every RV enthusiast should know: advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. That's what the RV Advisor was built on, along with protecting your rights. Visit theRVAdvisor.com.
We are back on the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. My guest is Peter Alexander, and Peter's a filmmaker and travels around quite a bit. And I know, Peter, lately you and one of your film production partners have sort of joined forces to create some really cool, I guess, I don't know, what do you, like a micro documentary on some of these boxers? You kind of follow them around and do these little features on them.
It's a short documentary series that covers various boxers from their training here in the Fort Lauderdale area and leading up to their fights. And so we've been in a couple of different places around the country so far, and a few more to come this year.
Where'd you go?
We were in New York, and we've been to Texas so far.
In Texas, right.
Yeah, San Antonio. And So it's been an interesting ride doing that. It's consistent, which is fun. You know, you get to meet different people every week and get to do some traveling and go to places that you normally wouldn't.
And I understand a potentially really big trip. A really big trip might be in the working in the offing, I guess you could say, very soon, right?
We might be going to Australia in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So okay. We'll see. But yeah. There's the lightweight champion of the world right now has a fight there on, I think it's June 5th, in Melbourne. So
in Melbourne, Australia. That's George Kambosos, right?
Yes.
Very cool. Yeah. So you may be chronicling his story and I guess the defense of his crown, right?
Yeah, it would be his first title defense, I believe. Yeah.
First title defense. Wow. Fantastic. Also, kind of tying back into the RV world, you're hoping, I know it's been a process for you, but you're hoping on shooting a feature film, a horror movie, actually, later this year. And I believe the intent is to shoot that in Pennsylvania. So you're going to need some RVs on that set, right?
Yeah. That'll be a much larger cast and crew than the kind of production work we've done down here. And so we would probably need a bit of a village to put for a lot of those people and help aid the production, especially when we're on location.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So, you know, because I know that some of those areas, you know, you may not be right in an urban metropolitan area. They're kind of, I think, from what you shared with me, that it's going to be more in rural, in the Poconos area, I think, in the mountains.
Yep. So there's a lot more space there and a lot less city, which will be helpful to have vehicles that can almost aid as offices, as forms of really places to do anything. Small.
Yeah. So you'll be in an area where more black bears than people, I guess you could say, you know, and whatever else is out there in the woods. So you ever worry about that? Like you ever think like, hey, where you're right in the middle of a take and a bear comes across the, comes onto the set, you know, is that a little frightening notion?
I haven't had that yet, but we'll see. Maybe that'll be hopefully not a new experience that we get out of that.
Yeah, you can avoid that one, right? That would be nice. That would be nice. So, I know that you've got a kind of a core team of people you use, right? You know, people that you've used the last few years on your own projects and other things. And do you find that there's a comfort zone there with that group of folks?
Yeah. I mean, you start to understand how each other work and play off each other better. So when you're, you know, it's like anything, you know, when you work with people for a long time, you start to develop a kinship between each other that allows, I think, for faster and better work.
Yeah, a little bit of a rhythm going and not too unlike a sports team, right? So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, well, that's great. And it sounds like you've got a lot of things going on and maybe we'll have you on. We'd love to have you on again, actually, to hear about hopefully Australia and then hopefully this film that you're looking to do. And, you know, we'll find out the latest and greatest. Peter, we really appreciate it. Again, not telling tales out of school here, but Peter is my son. We haven't had him on the podcast ever, but he's on now because it does tie into the RV world as he's been using those for his project. So it's pretty cool. Peter, thanks, and good luck with everything. We'll see you soon.
Thanks. You too. Okay.
All right. There he is, Peter Alexander. We'll be back right after these words to wrap things up. Stay tuned, everybody.
The rights of the RV enthusiast are important. That's why the RV Advisor has built a nationwide network of RV owners, empowering you with advice you can trust. Visit thervadvisor.com.
We are back on the RV Advisor podcast. Look who it is. It's Jody Needle from the newsroom. Hey, Jody, how are you?
Great, Tom. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. I understand you're working on a breaking story, huh?
Yeah, I'm thinking about the RV community and just how when they have problems, you know, who do they turn to?
It's important. And I know that we've been going back and forth with somebody that, well, we thought might have been like-minded, but maybe doesn't agree with everything we're doing. We're going to find out more about that when we read the story, right?
Exactly.
All right. Terrific. Jody, thanks so much. We'll see you again. As always, always love seeing you right here on the RV Advisor podcast. That's Jody Needle from the newsroom. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Did you enjoy this video? Be sure to like, comment, and share, and hit the bell icon. Remember, ding, ding, so that you're notified when new videos are uploaded. As always, don't forget to subscribe.